This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Spotlight on aromatic wines, part two, the grapes and regions. Of the five aromatic grape varieties used in WSET Level 3, they are Muscat, Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, Gewürztraminer, and Torrontés. We're going to start with Sauvignon Blanc. This is an aromatic grape variety, and New Zealand's Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc is the benchmark for exuberant, fruit-forward aromatic wines that smell of elderflower, passion fruit, and gooseberry, along with the noticeable high levels of acidity. To make Sauvignon Blanc, you must follow the style of aromatic winemaking, which is using clean fruit, often harvested at night, generous use of SO2 in the vineyard to help protect from oxidation, optional short skin contact to extract even more flavor from the skins, and then they use protective winemaking, monitoring the free SO2 levels, pre-flushing tanks, pipes, presses with CO2 or nitrogen, and typically using a bladder press to keep the oxygen out. The wines typically undergo cool fermentation in inert stainless steel tanks, and then it's again, what don't you do? No malolactic conversion, no lees aging, and no oak. And then finally, the wines are bottled soon after fermentation, often using screw caps to maintain that fruitiness in the wines. If it's a Sauvignon Blanc and it's really aromatic, it will not age. The highly aromatic fruit can develop unattractive flavors when the wines age. And Sauvignon Blancs that do age often don't follow these protective winemaking methods, and or they're often blended with Semillon to help give them ageability. So generally we say, if it's a Sauvignon Blanc and it's really aromatic, it will not age. Now, in New Zealand, there are subtle differences between the North Island and the South Island when it comes to Sauvignon Blanc. The warmer